Are you traveling anytime soon? If so, where are you going on your trip? I hope the journey goes smoothly and that you have a great time. Did you note how I used the words? I used travel as a verb and the other two words as nouns. That is how we use them most often. Now we will explore each word beginning with travel. Travel is a verb that means to go to a place and especially one that is far away. Far can mean long distances within the same country or to other countries. For instance,
I have a friend who travels abroad a lot for work.
Travel can also be a noun that relates to the act or activity of traveling in general. For instance,
the future of U.S. travel is not likely to include high-speed rail.
A common mistake with travel is confusing it with trip, like this.
I bought this souvenir on my travel to California.
We rarely use travel with my, your, a, or other determiners. The word trip is a noun that means the act of going to another place and returning. For example,
I bought this souvenir on my trip to California.
We also often use the verbs go on or take with trip, like this.
I took a long trip to California last year.
And we say things like day trip, business trip, and road trip to describe different kinds of trips. We do not use the word as a verb for travel. The word journey is a noun that means the act of going from one place to another. But we use it in two specific ways. One is to talk about a trip that takes a long time, especially if there are either difficulties or discoveries in transit. For instance,
I hope to take a journey across America by car one day.
The other is to talk about a trip that does not involve physical distance, but instead is a process of learning or self-discovery, as in this.
A 10-day Vipassana is a kind of spiritual journey.
We rarely use journey as a verb, except in some styles of writing. I'm Alice Bryant.